Okay, so what we're going to do today is to go over the Tesis between Lamb and Purim, and I want to focus on the differences between Rashi and Tesis and learning the Sugya. Learning how to learn the Sugya, Rashi and Tesis, a completely different way of learning the Sugya. So the Mishnah told us in your Testament base that the difference if the animal eats in Rishut Terabim, then it's potul. That's what the Mishnah said. And Rishut Terabim potul. But if had done no, it pays down no. And then the Mishnah gave examples. If it's Viteh Rechava, you pay Mashanemis, because it's going to be an odd Mishnah Sarabim. If it's Mitzidi Rechava, Mishanemis Mashanemis. That's the Mishnah. If Pesach Rechonos, you pay Mashanemis, Viteh Rechonos, Mishanemis Mashanemis. That's the Mishnah.
Okay, we're going to leave now.
So now we had the Gemara came along, the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph from the Aleph. The Gemara said that what we said in the Mishnah that you are Chayim. Rav said that what he says in the Mishnah that Tzidur Chav Yachayim. That's talking about if it's Ashen Mokoy, you should say it's Potter. Here Rav came along to it with a Chiddush. If you're Matzim Mokoy, you're Potter. Maximum your potter. The shayla is why should it be potter if it's maximum? What's the shot? So the Gemara says the reason is three words: boy, b'shusoy, potter. Chayim. So boy, b'shusoy, chayim. Rav holds boy, b'shusoy, chayim. That's the reason why you're going to be the animal is going to be potter for eating. So what does that mean? Why should the boy b'shusoy chayim? What does that mean? What's the shaykhus there? We're going to see the Machlokes Rashi Tesis. We've seen it. I want to bring out the important points of it. In the Machlokes Rashi Tesis, what the Gemara wanted to say from Boi Rishutzei Chari. Why was that a Siva to Pata, the Baal HaBehem? Machlokes Rashi Tesis. And because of this Machlokes, is going to be another Machlokes, what the word Potter mean? Does Potter mean you're Potter completely? Or Potter means you don't need to pay full damage? Is we have to pay Masha in. So what did Rashi learn? What does the Boi B'Shusay Chayim come to tell us? Feel free to shout it out. What does Boi B'Shusay Chayim come to tell us?
The owner of the land is going to be liable.
That is a good translation. That's a very good translation. But
I think it's Shane. It's Nene Shane.
No, that's not going to be the answer in Rashi anyway. In places it might be, but not in Rashi. In places it is. In Rashi, what's Boi Rishutzei Chayim? What's that mean? Because Boi Rishutzei Chayim, that's why the animal is potter.
Because being tied in the Rishutzei Rabim, then you've got this condition there. And so an animal that comes along and eats you doing the public service.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. The Boi Rishutzei Chayim means you place the hazard there, it's dangerous. And therefore, since it's a hazard, whoever gets rid of it is in it. He's able to take it. And if you're able to take it, you don't need to pay. You don't need to pay nothing. You don't need to pay not for the damages, not for that, not nothing. You don't need to pay. You did the service to humanity.
What's the parameters of that? I mean, it's not a lot of sugar. It's a bicycle that's lying flat in the middle of the
sun. Right. So that's what Rashi told us. We're going to come to your point, and it should be on. That's what she tells us. If somebody placed the boy there in a dangerous area, call a kodem ben zoko. Now, if you can take it, you can take it. So, if you hold boy, which is a chayim, you hold the bala boy, is chayim doing that, then anyone can take it, and you don't need to pay. That's the chiddush of Maxim Mokim. Maxim Mokim, according to Rash, the reason why Rav said your potter is because you hold that the guy is liable for making that boy, those fruits are dangerous. And therefore, anyone who takes it is able to take it. The problem we have with that shot is, it's in Pusha Mishnah, it says otherwise. Which Mishnah? Right, the Mishnah says you place a boy in Shusha Rabi, which is definitely a dangerous place to put things. And it says you have to pay Mashenemis. I will happen to call a Kriker and Zoho. It says, depends why the guy puts it there. If the guy puts it there to improve his produce, then call a kid when zok. We made the knas. Who are you, Bechlal, to use Rishus Rabbim to improve your value of your items? Therefore, not only are we going to remove from you and take away from you the profit that you're getting, we're going to make a knas. We're going to take away even your carrot, even the actual fruits. The queen is good for your altar swapper. Queen is take away even the good for payers because of the swap that he tried to do. So in a case when he's putting his fruit there to be improved, so then you can even take away the fruits. In a case when he's just putting it there just to rest or something, so they weren't trying to improve it, they weren't queen is good for your altar swapper. And therefore, if you eat it, you have to pay mashenim. So let me explain the whole very good. So if you have the Mishnah says you have to pay Mashenanis, let's talk about somebody put fruit down there and stuff. If you have that Rav who said that you have to pay, that you don't need to pay anything, not even Mashenanis, that's because the guy puts fruit there to dry out, to improve, and then the dinner are trading off. Why? Because he put a boy, it's true, it wasn't his Rishus, it's a place where people can walk. It's liable, you dug a pit in front of everyone. Never anyone can take it. Why? Because it's there to improve. Therefore, anyone can take it. That's a pshat according to Rashi. That's a pshat according to Rashi. This is elaborated. And that's a pshat according to Rashi. So what does it mean by boy b'shusei chayiv in the Gemara? What's Rashi come to tell us? Boy b'shusei chayiv. You dug a boy. This is a boy. This is a dangerous thing. Since it's a dangerous thing, anyone's got a right to remove it, right? Which is obviously the Kiddush that couldn't consider, okay, well, we're on to it. That's the pshat of Hungrash. Okay, good. So, what's the parameters? If somebody leaves a bike in the street, anyone can take it. So what's the answer? It's not to improve, so anyone can take it. Right? See, everything's answered.
I didn't Rashi actually say whether it's a pshat or improve it.
No. Rashi didn't say anything. Rashi said nothing. All Rashi said is the boy Rishuzoi, and therefore anyone can take it. Like it says, "Ablamed, call the gardener Shabbim, Ablamachsven Zocho." That's what Rashi told us, which leaves us scratching our head. What by Rishuzoi? Right. This is a question which is asked by the Bnei Kippur, and Tosis came to explain it. Yes. So this is explaining Rashi, that there's a chiluk, if he's putting there the lashbiach, in which case you lose even the goof, and that's what Rashi's talking about. Okay, if it's not doing lashbiach, and that's the case of the Mishnah. Why should it be that the commander from the Lamed says? The commander of Lamed says that before, it's not to make that up. Rav said, the Lamed, if you're putting it there to make it better, and you lose everything. If you didn't, you don't lose anything. I can hear very much why. Person making business from the street, we have to make more of a knas if somebody just places it down there. Much more of a chance if we allow this to happen, much more of a kilkul that would happen.
So if someone break into this bike in the middle of the street, so someone else can just grab it and
it's not leaving it there to make
it. You left it there to really try.
Huh?
Or so, it's in such a case, the person can just take it.
That's Rashi and introduced that. That's a Gemara of Lamed. Taisa just broke out. That's the shot and Rashi between the vendor and the Lashpia or not.
There's a class in this kind of rabbinic.
It's a penalty. Okay, so that's very good. That's Chan Rashi in Rashi. The guy made a hazardous thing. And what's Shmuel hold? If we're already in speaking out in Rashi, what does Shmuel hold? Why does the Baal HaBeima have to pay? Because he holds Boi Bishuzoi, the guy's not going to pay. Therefore, it's not considered a hazardous thing because I'm not going to pay for it. And if somebody takes it, he has to pay for it. Or I've got to take my stuff. Right? That's a Tosfos Rashi, that's what Shmuel holds. Boy, we should see the bottom. It's a big Kiddush. They were talking about a case where it was Mafke,
his area,
and then he made the boy, right? Like we spoke out last night. So I mean, a parent asked the big cash on Rashi in Chateza, but we spoke this out. Rashi should have grudges, and when I mafkid something, I mafkid with intention, I shouldn't have to be liable for any damages that happen, even subsequent lawyers that I might make in this land. Okay, so that's Shittus Shmuel. So we have Boy Bishuse Chayev, meaning you made a hazardous thing. Boy Bishuse Popso means you didn't make a hazardous thing. And therefore, if it's a hazardous, then the person that eats it takes it, we're going to be Popso, because Kala Kredin Zoha. If it's not a hazard, then you won't be Chayev, because if it's not a hazard, then one takes it will be Chayev, because it wasn't hazardous. All right, you have to take my side. Yeah, you have to. What's the problem?
It doesn't sound like it's really.
Right, it's a place is like, yeah, this is not 100% happy. It's a happy that gives me right to put my things there when I want to.
Not case sure if it is a habit or it's not a habit. It's a case of whether you're liable.
That defines whether it's a habit. If I'm liable for it, yeah, it means the Torah is marked that I made a boy for a shitsurabi for the people there. So the Torah has told us that's a hazard. If I'm not liable, then the Torah told us it's not a hazard. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's the people. They should have taken care about it, not me. I don't need to take care of it. So if anyone who walks it, that's its own risk. If it, anyone who walks it, that's their own risk. All right, you have to take my stuff. Yeah? Okay, so that was all Shittas Rashi Alpi Tosis. We're going to learn Tosis. Question on Tosis, I must admit, the question which I'm left with when I wasn't able to find a shop. If somebody, other measure, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, comes up with a good shot, I'll be internally grateful. So, internally and externally. Right, so we have Sova. Let's go over Tosis. We'll see Tosis inside how he says Russian chat. And then we'll see Tosis how he says Tosis chat. There are Sova, Boy Rishos Echai. We're in the last Tosis of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. All of up from the end of the page. Okay, the Rav Sova, boy, on the cat bottom. That's why he's bottom. You know why? The Hoshim can make curry for it. It's considered that the guy dug a pit. If an animal would have slipped on those fruit, he would have been tied. He'll come. Therefore, for the Kodim Zohar, wherever grabbed hold of those fruit is okay. Kedin Takolo Bishus the Rabbim, like any person puts a stumbling block in the Shus the Rabbim, Kedin Pirish Bekuntri, this is Rashi Shabbat. But Behima Shoko, Toro, and Behima eats it, it's Poto, Rabbi Tame Rab, who holds here that the Behima's Poto is going to Shitosi, the Omar, the Perikaminiak, he says on the Bamid, Zoko, Behima Gupon, Behima Shoko, if suddenly he needs fruit there, to improve. And people have a right to take not only the shvach, but even the group. Amit Moya. Then you have this question. Why should we also be bottle for the more the inner mode? The inner fruit, the the animal. It's true, it might slip up. If it will slip up, it'll be on the outermost fruit. Left here, 10 acres of fruit. Why does the animal have a right to eat all the 10 acres of the fruit? The inner ones that I have a tikkola, they're not a tikkola. Which this answers, no, if you the Yeshua's name shall serve in the Nefeshom, Kishem Shom Peiros, since there is permission for the people of Rishus Rabbim to go there when there's no fruit there, Kim Kain, Kishem Yid Nochitzoinim. When you take the outermost fruit away, because you have the right to take the outermost fruit away, now it turns out the more inner fruit are the ones that are now adjacent to Rishus HaRabim. and so forth and so forth, right? Each level you take away, the next one it becomes a bore.
As long as you take start from the inner and work your way up.
No, so maybe the whole thing is the bore.
Right, but I'm saying you have to check the inner and then each row. Now I can take the next row. Now I can take the next row.
I don't know if you have to, because since everyone's got a right to take away the first row, so automatically the next row has already got the number book. Because that first row's got anyone could take away. Therefore, the whole thing's got the number book. Okay. That was Tosfos Pshat in Rashi. The fifth of Kol Mafsik with Kulon Zoch. All this noun. So now here's the cash on Rashi. All this noun, Mitoch Harachovo, Mishalem is Mashenenis. It says in the Mishnah, you have to pay for an or. It's a bonus to Rabbi. Why should you pay for an or? V'loy Omar, we don't say Tipturo, Mitan Kol HaKredim Zoho. Why don't we say it? Bottom it in. Kol HaKredim Zoho. I will have to say Sheloy Nosno V'Shus HaRabim G'day LaShpiach. He didn't place it in Shus HaRabim in order to be LaShpiach. Sheloy Konsu Gufoy. Then they didn't make a kenas in the group, because the mashma bahamini. Like it's apparent in hamini. Because the re appears there. The re had difficulty on this chat. So Rav, Amas Nisan Koy. Now he starts places where Tosfos is arguing with Rashi chat. What's the problem? So Rav, Amas Nisan Koy. Rav, who said his din about Maksim Okoy, was going on the Mishnah. Was referring to the Mishnah. Oh man, he said, "Lo yishon and all that." What we said in the Mishnah, "Lo yochayim for the tzidur shel terabim." It's elav b'machzeres. That's from that way. It's machzeres. That Rav was going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah was speaking about tzidur and toyut, and Rav was saying, "Now what we said tzidur yochayim is from my machzeres." In Cain, Rav Nami Ari, Rav must also be talking about b'shaloi nosnu lashpiach. He didn't put it at lashpiach. First question on Rashi is, since Rav is going on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah must be talking about when he wasn't there for Mashpiach, because the Mishnah said the Mitzvah Chavo, you have to pay for no. So it must be talking about where he wasn't the Mashpiach. If so, also Rav's case was also talking about where he wasn't Mashpiach. So all right, you have to take the entire produce. In King Rav Amiyahim, Shalei Nos Mashpiach, Ve'oyid. Furthermore, in the Gemara, this is the side question of Rashi. The Gemara is going to say that the reason why Shmuel said that you are chayev is not because he holds that Boi Bishuta is bottom. It could be even Boi Bishuta is chayev. The reason why you're chayev is because the animal couldn't see the fruit. The animal could see the fruit. Normally by boy, the reason why you're chayev, but boy we should say chayev, the reason why the bala boy is chayev is because the animal couldn't see it and afford inside. But here, since the person left the fruit, so what do you say, the animal slipped on it, the animal should have looked where it was going. That's why the bala bang is bottom. That's why the bala bang is chayev. That's why the Balabim is chai. The animal should have seen where he was going and had no right to eat up the fruit. Right? The animal had no right to eat up the fruit. What do you think? It's a hazard? No, a hazard. Shouldn't have left the fruit lying around. Not true. The animals would see it. They wouldn't step up on it. So it's not a hazard. If your animal goes ahead and eats it, you have to pay me for eating. That's why the Gemara says, explain Shmuel. So Tosfos, I don't understand what he's saying. Why did come out of Paris with a fuzzy day? We boy lava daite, if boy the animal won't see, peris nami lava daite, fruit also won't really take note of, and I'll also step up on them. So, Mela, I don't agree with your shot in the subsequent part of the Sukh. Hence, when we go over the Gemara there, I'll point out to you how Rashi does, how Tosfos didn't like it when we go over the Sukh. I just want the flow to go.
Seeing what's there and seeing what's not there.
That's a ratio. It says an animal doesn't is not like that. Right. So therefore, Tosfos is going to say a new pshat. Now listen, when we learn this new pshat, you can't come with the same mind frame that Rashi learned. Boy, Bishutoi, Kai, Bokoto, and completely different connotation. Near the Rin the Parish, says the Rin. The Rav Sova, Boy, Bishutoi, Kai. Rami holds Bereshit Zechayev means like this. Zechashif Yerushutzer. Loyev Geboy. Person Mafkid Rishutz Nois Boy. Penopal Boy Shoy. And the Shoy falls in. Why are you Chayev if the Shoy falls in? The Boy Bishutzer. But why am I only potter? If I have a boy in my own rishus and an animal falls in, why am I potter? Why are you there? But Torah of rishus in my boy, why are you there? It says Tosis, Shatan Rav, why boy rishus is chayim, the case we are makrit, is the aim that loy motzi omalei, he can't say Torah will be my boy. And David, what's the word Torah mean? Sorry, very good. Bibiroi, sure, what's his bibiroi? Sorry, in my boy, right? But be right in beer is the boy in mine. That you're sorry, my in my pit, my boy. Why is it that? So that Jew generally is what time I can say, but not if I do it right adjacent to Shusarab. The Ain Odom Yochoil at Samsem Kol Kach. Kisho, even Shusarabim, a person can't be with Samsem so much when he walks in a Shusarab. Shelo ikonis mishus achayim. No. When he walks in the Shusarabim, Shelo yikonis mishus achayim, he shouldn't. Can you hear me, Tzvi? Okay, sorry, we lost you. So, the Peacock says there in Nehru the Parish, let's go over all the reset. Nehru the Parish, there are some, Boy Mishu Zechayim, we have all the Boy Mishu Zechayim, because if you're a Shus, or if you're a boy, when a person mafkid a Shus, adjacent, exactly adjacent to the boy, but if you're a boy, and he wasn't mafkid a boy, even though he wasn't mafkid a boy, but not what boy shown the show fell in. Loi motzi omalei. You can't say, Turo bebiroi, my boy, why would you show there? Then, odom yonkol, it's something called kaka person can't be so precise and exact. Kisho oive bishutra, when he walks in a shutra, shayikonis bishutra chay. He can't be so precise. Exact, not to walk into the bones, into the shutra of somebody else. So, mamela. For the fichah, therefore, loy hoya loy lekari boy mamish yushutrav. Therefore, it's not he shouldn't have placed his boy so near yushutrav. The Torah says people can walk in yushutrav, and if something digs a pit in yushutrav, the person digs a pit in yushutrav. It's chay. Why is he chay? Because people walk there. For the same reason, digging a pit in an area right adjacent to yushutrav is also considered digging a pit in yushutrav, because the place where yushutrav go, where people go. What are you talking about? It's in my property. I paid for this property. You're right. But since people walk down Rosh Hashanah, it's hard to be precise. They'll walk into your area. They'll walk into your area. Making a boy there is tantamount to making a boy in Rosh Hashanah. People walk there. People will fall in there. So just like if you made a boy in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayv. You make a boy in Rosh Hashanah next to Rosh Hashanah. Because that's also a form of Rosh Hashanah. All right, to have people to come. They do. Because EF shouldn't talk to them. People have a right to walk along this stretch. Therefore, they will automatically walk into your land as well. It's not called trespassing. EF shouldn't talk to them. And making a boy there is making a boy for Rosh Hashanah. So that's the din of boy Rosh Hashanah. It's a din. A boy Rishus Echayim is because you should know people are going to be walking in your land. The Ha-Ho-Nami, the Torah, for the same reason, the person who makes that the animal who eats the fruit is going to be potter. Why? He shouldn't have put his fruit so close to Shusarabim. Because people in Shusarabim can't be so precise, can't be so exact. For the same reason, the Baal HaBayit is going to be a chayim for putting his boy there because it's got a din of Shusarabim. So too, it's got the same reason, it's going to have a din of Shenin and Shusarabim. You put your fruit there, that's called Shenin and Shusarabim. As much as if you put fruit in Shusarabim, you'd be, the animal would be potter to pay damages because Shem Shusarabim is potter for damages. So too, if you put your fruit next to Shusarabim, it's going to be considered Shem in Shusarabim. What do we mean to say? You made the heavens. You're chayv. So kol hakoridim zomah. One place is nothing to do with kol hakoridim zomah. The guy didn't put the dead to improve it. It's not kol hakoridim zomah. So what's boi b'shus the chayv? What's boi b'shus the chayv? You put something in b'shus the rabbin. That's what you did. You put something in b'shus the rabbin. We redefined b'shus the rabbin. You thought b'shus the rabbin meant the area which is defined legally b'shus the rabbin, as opposed to an area which is legally defined as my property, made a mistake. The din of Rishus Rabim is anywhere where Rishus Rabim normally would walk. And since Yeshua tells him, they would go on the side, even into your property. I call to the deeds, it belongs to you. So what? People, Yeshua tells is a place where people would walk and a place where animals would go. So as much as you'd be chayiv if you made the boy there, because the place where people would walk, so the balamin would be bottle if you would eat it, because it's called Rishus Rabim. And Shen in Rishus Rabim is what Tzvi said earlier. Boy Rishus Rechayiv means it's Shen in Rishus Rabim. That's what it means.
What do we do with the Gemara and Chaf Aleph? I mean Aleph with Rav and Shmuel. About whether he turns his head or with the side of the road.
Excellent question. See, I'll come to you in a minute. Just everyone wants to ask a question.
So why do we learn by Mikatze? Why don't we learn it just by a regular field? Once you're defining it, that you can't put it at the end.
So a normal field would have a wall around it. This is true. This is Maximov means I brought the wall in, and now you've got an area which is adjacent to Shazam without any wall around it. And Mamela.
So every field, every Rishus Yachid would have a field, a fence around it?
Yeah. We know that already. But half of the place, people would put fences around their place. Not because otherwise you wouldn't be able to get payment from that pattern, from the animals to eat it, because that we already decided. I don't have to put up walls to stop other people eating my stuff, but simply because otherwise heavy animals can eat it, and it's paid for just basic to put up a wall around your fence, around your field. But he brought it in, and therefore the animal would eat it. And if the animal eats it, the main that you're going to be, you can't say it's Shen in Rishus HaYochid, it's Shen in Rishus HaRabi. They have Machlekes Rashi Taisis, I'm going to come to your point. The Machlekes Rashi Taisis. Come to Rashi Boy, we should say Chai. What did he mean to say by that? It's a hazardous thing called a Zohar. I got rid of your boy. Tontatay says, no. You're in the right to get rid of my boy because it was only there for the Shah. So Tontatay says, it's nothing to do with Kalakrim Zohar. What do you mean by boy Rishus HaChayim? What's it got to do with it? Boy Rishus HaChayim. It's just a simon. Just like by boy Rishus HaChayim, we see your Chayim. And why? It must be considered Rishus HaRabim because Ein Adam Yochel Litzamtzem. So too, the same svar we can use for Shem. It's mamash, we borrow the moshel from somewhere else and put it into Shem. Just like we find by Rishus HaYochayim because it's considered Rishus HaRabim. So too by Shem, it would have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Yeah.
Good enough for me.
Bye-bye.
Saying only if you
person hit all the hard is close to not having intended to
take it. The good place is you're not allowed to take it. But you have to pay for that one. Not allowed to. Shemin Shusarabim, you'd have to pay for that not. Come to Rashi. Not only would you not have to pay anything, but maybe even a mitzvah to take it. You're saving the public. Yeah, sure. Oh, so see how the gasha. So how can we tell us that according to Tosafot chat is considered shen Shusarabim? And therefore you have to pay Mashenenis, only Mashenenis, but it's considered shen Shusarabim. I mean, not if you're Mamzeres, even though it's in Shusarabim, it's in the blood, Ramos, you have to pay Mashen Ziko, you have to pay the full damages. What's that? Here in the case where it's Maxim Okerim, Ram's saying, yeah, it's got a din, it's got a din of Shusarabim, just by Shusarabim. This is also called Shusarabim, you shouldn't put your fruit so close to it. It's considered Shusarabim, you don't have to pay Mashen Ziko. You have to pay, but not Mashen Ziko. And we know the Mazzeris have to pay the whole thing. What's the shot?
So that was, we called it a Mazzeris. It was an unusual way of an animal doing it. So therefore, it wasn't considered vicious around.
Love, okay, what do you mean by love, okay?
The animal turning its head was not a normal activity.
Yeah, so maybe that's what you meant. But Tesis on the Afghan Aleph, the second last Tesis explained that the Tzidi Rishus Rabim are higher up. It's a ledge, it's higher up, it's wide area, something there that the, it's like a separate area to Shusarabim there. We allow the people to put their stuffs down without worrying about anything. And people have to make sure the animals don't eat it. But Matzah Mokrim is just an extension of Shusarabim, the same level of Shusarabim. And just like animals would walk in Shusarabim, they just turn their heads and eat from that area as well. And therefore it's considered one long area, large area of Shusarabim. And you're going to be taught, consider Shen and Shusarabim. Good question.
Do they find opposites of each other? Or they say, it's technically Shusarabim, but it's Nechshav Shusayake. And this is technically Shusayake, but we're saying it's considered
Shusarabim. A lot of Shen has got there with Shusarabim. Yeah, yeah. 7.5 minutes that we had so far was in Rashi and Tosafot. No, you don't like it. How many of you minutes? First of all, what's the taich in the words? That'd be a big enough minute. According to Rashi, Boimishuzachai means this is the boy. And it's a boy, I give a right to take it away. Right? Boimishuzachai is a dangerous thing called a kribe and zob. According to Tesis, no, that's not what I meant. It's a moshel. Go and have a look. What's a halacha by Boimishuzachai? Are you chayim? That means it's got a din of Rosh Hashanah. So to hear, it's got a din of Rosh Hashanah. That's one big enough. You mean in touch. What does Boy Rosh Hashanah mean? According to Rav, according to Rashi, Boy Rosh Hashanah means it's a hazard that anyone's got a right to take it away. It's a boy. According to Tosafot, that wasn't the point. The point was, it's just like by boy, it's considered Rosh Hashanah. So too, Hashem will consider to Shusarabim. That's one Nafkimina. Second Nafkimina. What does it mean when we say that Maksa Mokim Potul? Omarab, Maksa Mokim Shusarabim Potul. What does the word Peturah mean? What does the word Peturah mean? Kunti Rashi, what does the word Peturah mean? Completely Potul. Doesn't have to pay anything. Not, of course not Mashadika, but even Mashadenis, because God appeared in Zohar. Right. And come to Tesis. What did the word Peturah mean? The potter from Hezek. Because that's higher up on a ledge, something which is considered Mishuziyaki proper. But Maxim Mokim is considered as an extension of Shusarabim, and Shem Shusarabim, and Lady of Potter completely. So Yossi's right, there's 2.5 minutes so far from between Rashi and Tesis. From to Rashi, the Taich, and according to the Taich is it is a boy. You have it is a boy. According to that Tesis, just means it's got a din of Rishus Rabin. And the word Petor as well is enough community in Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, Petor means complete your potter. And according to Tesis, Petor means you have the same din as Rishus Rabin. Bottom from Benfica. Let me ask you a question. According to Tosis, from Terashi, either one, we know Mitocher Chava. Is there any difference between Mitocher Chava and Maksim Mokin? Is there any difference between Mitocher Chava and Maksim Mokin? The Mishnah says Mitocher Chava, spoke about Mitocher Chava. Is there any difference between Mitocher Chava and Maksim Mokin? Now, really, there shouldn't be. But the Gondarashi context, there shouldn't be any difference between Mitocher Chava and Maksim Mokin. Shouldn't be any difference because both of them are hazardous, right? Just the reason why the Mishnah spoke about Mitocher Chava, you pay much in enemies. And Rav said, you're part of completely, because we're talking about two different cases. Terekha Chava, he didn't put there Ashpia, and Maksim Mokin, he did put there Ashpia. That's how Rashi learned, right? Two different cases. Rav was speaking about a case where you did it Ashpia, and Mishnah was talking about a case where you didn't do Ashpia. Had we spoken about in Rav's case where you didn't do Ashpia, the halacha would have been also, would not have been that you would be able to take away the whole group. Wouldn't be color coding at all. That's according to Tosfos Rashi. And according to Tosfos, Mitocher Chava and Maksim Mokin are exactly the same. And Mamish Rishus HaRabim, that's what it is. It's Yodin Rishus HaRabim. It's Hashem Rishus HaRabim. Because he has a Netzanti. Beautiful, no? Good shot in Rashi Tosfos.
How much trouble did he get the Maksim Mokin?
No. Doesn't have to pin.
It's a different case. Why do you even introduce that?
I'm saying this according to this new chart,
Ikid the Master.
Not going to Ikid the Master.
It wasn't based on that mission, so it doesn't have to be the case up now.
Right, okay. But the problem was that Ikid the Omri says it was based on the mission. Ikid the Omri, Mavzeres, on that, says, Hok Ibn Omri, I'm Loi Shonu Elah Mavzeres. So, isn't Ikid the Master, we learned it wasn't on the mission, but this Ikid the Omri did that. Okay.
What was my wrong?
Oh, very good. What's bothering me? Very big difference.
If Shadis Amstead, isn't that the job of the Roy? I mean, that's why it's
needed. People come. Yeah, the streets. It's impossible to expect a person to walk, mamish, keep himself. They have some time. It's something to be expected. But if an animal fall in, you have to pay for it. All this was wrong. Okay, Yossi is asking what's bothering me. I haven't yet said Shmuel, which we have to learn Shmuel about. What's bothering me is a very big bothersome thing. But I don't really have a pshat. And other have if anyone can help me answer them. Take that the Kash on Rashi, at the turn of the page, the bottom of the base, going on to Ahmed Aleph. Take that the Kash, why is it called a curriculum on the whole thing? Instead, it's understood the word potter, man, potter on the whole thing. Why are you potter on the whole thing? Only a hazard, only on the outermost area. So what do you say?
It's all hazardous.
It's all hazardous. Why? Because animals have a right to walk there if it's all hazardous. So that I understand in Rashi, it's all considered a hazard. But according to Tosfos, the reason why, according to Rav, you have to pay, is because the Yevshel Tzamtzum. The Yevshel Tzamtzum. You don't need to pay. The Yevshel Tzamtzum. It's called Shem in the Shus Ram, because the Yevshel Tzamtzum. So I can understand if it's something on a small area, but why on the entire produce, as much on the entire produce, you would only pay in Shenet? Why should that be? If the reason why you are potter is only because Yeshua had something, so it's got a din of Shenet and Shazarabim, that's only the Yeshua had something one small area. Why should it be on the whole entire time?
What's the first patch in your room? And that's the same thing.
That was the government book.
Same thing here.
Why?
Because as soon as you remove the first one, people will feel that they think you hurt with the first one was removed.
It wasn't. It's analytic. So the reason why I'm crying, the reason why I'm potter for the first stretch, is Yevshel Tzamtzum. Okay. So Yevshel Tzamtzum. So I had to expect, like Tosfos says, Lehoi Eloi Lekari Peris of Somal Rishus Ram. He shouldn't have his Peris of Rishus Ram. Because you have to expect this animal will eat the first. Okay, the animal ate the first one. It didn't. He ate much more. On that Eshel Tzamtzum, the animal went and had a field. And he does all the produce of the whole field. So why? Because Eshel Tzamtzum.
We're talking about one animal.
One animal.
Subsequent animal.
No, one animal. One animal.
Once it's Kiyashal, it's Hafter.
Yeah.
It's
Hafter. What?
It's Hafter.
Who's it
saying? He goes, and Kiyashal, it's Hafter.
So?
So he made it a situation of Hafter.
Oh, I have given it Hafter. You wouldn't have to pay for it, no.
Yeah, when we say it's Hafter, we mean Hafter up in the corner.
Right, like Jason said.
Yeah.
So, Jason does have him a bit. Great amount of him.
I don't know. I need you here. You're telling me your animal has the right to eat my food, and you can't control your animal, and I'm not responsible for that. You can't control your animal. If I accept that is true, then what's the difference between this? You can't.
Partly that I have to walk at that edge, I can't control it to stop him from going slightly over.
If you can't control it,
yes, it sounds. If it doesn't mean it's not possible for the accurate and precise, I can be here, you know what I mean? When you have your kids walking, going next to the platform, right? So the train. So there's a nice yellow line in there. Don't cross the yellow line. Why? Why do they make that much space? Because here's the sunset. We allow you to go this way and slide over into the rail. So maybe here's the sunset. But we're not going to say you can't come flow onto the platform because, okay, that much space we can, you know, you can watch. But more than that, closer to the front.
You're telling me I can't be the sample for 5 feet. I cannot be the sample for 5 feet, but I can be the sample for 7 feet. If I had a precision to be the sample for 7 feet, I would have the precision to be the sample for 5 feet.
Why does that have to be like that? We're not saying robots. Animals go slightly out, even people slightly out. They're going to
it doesn't go ahead with the food.
There's a recovery of him, and you're starting off like the hard shoulder, right? You do it with stuff, no? When you go on the lane, you ever go over the white line a bit, over the hard shoulder sliding? But you go completely on the hard shoulder, maybe. But it's a talent to keep knowledge accurate. No, I mean. Everything's got its limits. Don't go there all the way. That's a coach which I've got. I didn't manage to find anyone who speaks about that. That's true. The question is why they don't have eggs. But maybe there's obviously a torus, right? I'm not saying that I'm right. The places is wrong here. There's obviously a torus, and it's an answer to my difficulty. And the answer is not what Yossi's saying at the moment, but there must be a different answer. Okay, fine. All right, so that is all in Rav. Want to show you boy we should say chayiv mina konsultes with the Rav, what the mina chayiv?
With Rashi?
Means you should say, that's what we mean. If you should say Rav, you told me, you should say Rav, not you should say Rav. So what's Shmuel hold here now? Who's Shmuel? Mechayiv, what's Shmuel hold? The Mishum Sheloi Hoyer and the Karib Berisov, some of the Shuzurami, even if to, just because he shouldn't have put his fruit there is not a reason to exempt the Bala Behima. Sheyochel Bala Perisonis Moyer, he's allowed to. You're wrong, he is allowed to. The Bala Peris is allowed to put his fruit there. And you know what? Gam Bala Boriochelis Moyer. And also Balabari, if he puts his pit there, if somebody falls in, it'd be bottom. Why is he bottom? I've got a right to place my boy Mamish adjacent to Shatrabim. And the small holds that people in Shatrabim have to learn not to walk by the edges. Right? Machlek is Rabin Shmuel. Are people allowed to walk by the edges? Kuntirab, yes. And then for Yershal Tzamtz, not falling in your pit from the Shmuel? No. I mean, it's not called Shatrabim. Shannon, which is the other one, said then, Chayiv, say it's called, which is the other.
Rav. We see that when you put up a building, that on the roof you have to have a guardrail. We have such a concept, right? Why would it not apply that similar principle here with a bore? less Rishus HaRabim.
Oh, why is that Udin Maki on the
yeah. point? Yeah, why wouldn't it be the same principle?
He said the din of Maki, we actually spoke much about this point in the end of Shosh Naga. And we learned that the din of Maki was said Dafka on a vice. Only on a vice. The Motchin, Svoye, maybe you would have thought otherwise. It said Vasiza Maki and the Gagecho is Dafka on a vice. And not on other things. And therefore it's not on the boat. There's no din, they have to put a wall around the boat. Of the din of Mark. Maybe might be a good idea to do such a thing. But not enough to be machayev. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's that. So yes, you had a kasha? Want to do something? What's we just saying? No? Okay, doesn't matter. So Shmuel machayev to Mishum Shaloyo in the Karifarisov. So Shmuel holds about it in Israel. Why? Because he doesn't hold on this principle of E.F. Shalitzans. He holds it's a bit of a Rishasiyachim regarding two things. Shem and Rishasiyachim, then Boy and Rishasiyachim, never you'll be, the Baal of Eim would be Chayyim to put. Yes,
how do we expect the owner of the animal to go into Shmuel is saying he's not responsible for those things. But I wonder, why is he not responsible? The question I'm asking is, he moved his property, he moved his wall.
Right.
So how do we know that Pierce doesn't care?
Right.
And he's left it in what we would define, any person who's not from the town, walking by this area, yeah, would say this was just a problem.
That is what the law is going to be doing for now. Vedochi, very good taste, and manage your time. Vedochi, Igmar's master said, what did you say? You thought Rav said that the boy is called Rishus HaRabim? That's what you thought? And my boy is be called Chayiv because the boy is Rishus HaRabim? Not true. The Baalma, Potter Rav, normally Rav holds the boy is Rishus HaRabim. He, it's true, the Chimitzika, if your show falls in my pit, Amale, Torah, if you're my boy, I could say, Why do you let your animal walk next to my pit? You don't. I did. No problem. Okay, let's go back. Good dog. And Gemara says no. We can say the Baalma normally Potter Rav holds the boy adjacent to Shazarabim's Berlin on the Shazayachim. The reason why here the Bala Maimon Sky is Poto is Omale, because the Bala Maimon can say to the one who put the fruit there, Nahi, all very well. The Chimitzigo, if my animal would have got damaged by it, Omale, you could say to me, Toyo Bibiroi, my boy, why to show in my pit? Mikol Mokoyim, but nevertheless, Love called Kamine, you don't have a right to place your things there. Lichyubin, to come back with a claim of your financial claim to ask me for money for my, the Mekarvis, you made your Paris, the Paris adjacent to Shazarabim. Says Rav, it's true, it's got a din of a boy in Shaz Hayokit. And any damage that happens in that boy, Mr. Boy is not going to have to pay because it's a boy who should say, okay, you should have taken care. But don't you go ahead and claim from me now money for what you did. Yes, you placed the boy, it was your boy, but you placed the boy in an area that's asking for trouble. It's asking for trouble. There's like Yossi said, there's no demarcation area, but chlal. You're paying, asking for trouble. So you have a right to leave it there. But don't start coming and asking me to pay you for what you did. That's what Rav holds. Normally, Bemet is called the Boy Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is here. The area adjacent to Rishus HaRabim is called Rishus HaRabim. The Boy Rishus HaRabim, the boy, Mr. Boy doesn't need to pay the damages that happen. But a person doesn't have a right to place his food there expecting to be paid for doing such a thing. You place food in a place where there's absolutely no demarcation between a shisaram and shisayokid. You have to expect animals to eat it. It's your problem. You have to expect that I eat shenin shisayokid. It's true. And you don't have a right to place a fruit there so close to shisaramim without any hebdul being there in bechlal and expect to be paid as well. I think that was your tiny Yossi. Yisrael agrees to it, so the Gemara was saying, Achidosh, how can you have a case of Shenin Rishasayokid that you're going to be the Baal HaBeim is Potiphar? How can you have it? Shenin Rishasayokid, the Baal HaBeim is Potiphar. There it says, yes, if the person puts his fruit there in a way that before it's going to be eaten, then he's not going to get paid for it. He's not going to get paid for it. That's like Rishasayokid. Okay, next. Who's Shmuel? What's Shmuel hold? So what do we think? Shmuel held, we thought that actually it's something. We thought Shmuel holds that Bori Bishus is bottom. And the reason why the Baal HaBeim is going to have to pay is because he should jolly well take care not to walk so close to the edge. Says this is the Gemara, no, you can say not. You could say Shmuel holds normally here, shall it something. And a Bori Bishus, you'd be high. You placed it next to a place where people would fall in. But here, small holes, despite the fact that normally the Esher Tzamtzim, here the Baal HaBeim is going to have to pay. Why? The small sovereign, either Ba'alma Lava Daite, Kishanopla, but it's true normally the Esher Tzamtzim and the animal will fall in and it will break and the Baal HaBeim is going to have to pay for it. But, Hocha, Loi Motsi Lameima Hochi, he comes in sorrow to say that it's considered a shusarabim. Shibikavono ochloson. The behemoth went ahead and took at it. There's a difference between something that happened or something which bikavono happened. If I place a boy, mamish adjacent to shusarabim, people come along and they fall inside. Okay, listen, you have to realize people fall inside or animals fall inside. You're going to have to pay for your damage. It's called boy and shusarabim. But if I place my fruit there, and your baby comes, and Bedafka eats my fruits, well, if we ate the fruit from Shusanizik, I might say Shusanizik, this area belongs to me. There's a difference between something that happens by mistake or something that happens on purpose. If an ad person falls in by mistake, that the Baal HaBeim has to expect and he has to pay for it. But if he puts fruit there, and the behemoth comes along and eats it out with Kavana, the Baal the imam has to pay medin shoy in a shushane in a shushanizik because it was a shushanizik and the animal went ahead and the chatchila went to eat. So that's a bit of shen and shushanizik. You have to pay. Wow, chilush and shmoy. What are we saying? Shmoy holds, you should know if somebody makes a boy next to a shushanizik, that's called a boy in a shushanizik. And you'd have to pay. Why? Because you have to realize animals are walking down the street and they won't take note of your thing and they'll fall inside. It's called a boy in a shusarabi. So we thought that Shmuel would say it's also called a shen in a shusarabi. That's what we thought. So Shmuel, no. Where is it actually? Actually, in my rishus, Rishusan is it? So it's true we said that it's got din of shusarabi regarding boy because you have to expect that people might fall in. But your animal went and the chatzchira went to that fruit from my rishus. That's called shen in rishus anizik, and you have to. If that would have tripped up on it, no, it'd be called rishus rabbi. Not mine. How can the behemah, how can the owner of the behemah prevent it?
Yeah,
because he knows that what the width of rishus rabbi is. He knows that this area is really belongs to somebody else, just got a right to put his fruit there for a certain time. He knows it, it's not demarcated, you're quite right. And Rav therefore says, I've got a right to claim to say, Major Tisa, you've got a right to ask me for my Shmuel doesn't know that. The Shmuel holds that there's a difference between a boy in a Shuta Yochid, which is the din of a boy in a Shuta Rabin, and Shen, if you're going to have to kill it to eat from my property, you have to pay for it. The Shmuel is a bit machodesh. In this way, we are differentiating between a boy and a Shen. A boy is considered Purusha Sarabi, because he should have done to him. Shen, when he went ahead and the animal actually actively did something, there you're going to be kai. Okay, that's, we've had now gone over Right, slowly and in depth. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos and Rashi on the sugya all started with what's boy mishus rabim mean. Boy mishus rabim mean. Does it mean this is a boy? Never collocated in Zogar, or is it just a simon to define what's considered mishus rabim mishus rabim? I would suggest to you after this year, you should now go over the Tosfos. I'll be this, turning over Rashi Tosfos, how they learn the sugya. And Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday at 10:30. We shall learn the. I would suggest to you that today you should go over the Tosfos, Chazara, Alpi, Rashi, and Tosfos, learn through the Sugya and Rashi and Tosfos. And the Mitzvah on Sunday, we hope to finish the Sugya to learn the next three little Tosfos in. But we'll see how it goes on Sunday. Today, at least, our work today is to make sure you've got understood the Sayyidis we have from Tosfos, that by Mishusai, what's it mean? Does it mean? Therefore, kolakidim zaka doesn't mean it's defined as shitzarabim. I'd invite you to go over the Gemara again from Omar Rav. If you're from Ikadami, to go over the Gemara, I'll be Rashi and Tosfos. And in Yetzhem, do what you can. And so on Sunday, start learning the Tosfos, Ikirabi Kishmuel, and Rav Tova, and we will meet again on Sunday, finish off, or at least to do what we can. Let's see, how was Purim? Great, well, okay, fine. Have a very good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbat shalom.